Section 2. You will hear a recorded message about coastal walks. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully to the first part of the message and answer questions 11 to 14.
Thank you for calling the Hoxton Coastal Walking Tour phone line. This is a recorded message with information for those wishing to join our daily coastal walks along the cliffs of the South Hoxton coast. The recorded message lasts approximately 4.5 minutes and is charged at normal phone rates. The South Hoxton coast is an area of outstanding natural beauty and has long been a major attraction in the area for tourists, day trippers and ramblers. Due to the popularity of the coastal cliff paths, and in order to help ensure that visitors get to enjoy the full experience of the area, Hoxton Local Authority has established daily walks throughout the summer season from April to October. The aim of the initiative is to ensure walkers learn about the ecology of the area, what plant and animal life inhabit the coastal region, and to help educate visitors about the environmental impact of tourism on fragile environments. Tours are led by a guide with extensive knowledge of local history, as well as knowledge of the plant and animal life of the region. There are 2 tours per day during the walking season. There is 1 early morning tour beginning at 7 a.m. and 1 beginning at midday. They last for 4 hours, which includes sightseeing at local monuments en route, as well as refreshment breaks. The first stage of the tour begins in the main square of the town by the fishing port. The route up to the cliff coastal path takes in the old part of the town, and the guide will give the history of some of the buildings and their importance to the area. The second stage starts at the trailhead of the coastal path and skirts the edge of local farms and gives walkers the opportunity to enjoy the bracing sea air and stunning vistas over the cliffs. The next stage begins at a scheduled stop at the 18th century fort of St. Jude's, which was used to repel invaders to the region. The walk continues along the cliff path, with many interesting plants along the way, and a large number of different kinds of bird life. Finally, stage 4 consists of a stop for refreshments in the village of Poulton, where walkers can explore the town centre and then be transferred back to Hoxton by minibus, or continue on their way with their own arrangements.
Before the message continues, you now have some time to read questions 15 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 15 to 20.
The costs are as follows. A family or a group ticket for up to 5 people costs £35 and includes refreshments at the cafe in Poulton as well as transfer by minibus back to Hoxton. A single adult is £9.50. Children under the age of 12, students in possession of a student card and seniors are charged at £5 per head. Although the walk is quite long, it is not particularly strenuous and should not be problematic for anyone reasonably fit. It is not, however, recommended for children under the age of 7 or anyone with more than light mobility problems. Bookings can be made online via our website, hoxwalks.com, or over the phone by calling 218 244 6243 during office hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, weekdays only. You can turn up at the starting point of the walk to pay cash on the day, but there is no guarantee that there will be places on the walking tour if not pre-booked. This is especially true during the high season months of July and August. It is advisable that those wishing to join the tour ensure they have suitable clothing and equipment for a long walk in the countryside. Our advice is that walkers wear sturdy walking shoes. It's also a good idea to have an anorak with a hood in case of bad weather. A hat and sunscreen is also recommended as walkers will be outdoors for many hours during the hot part of the day. Please bring water with you. You might also want to bring an energy snack, such as dried fruit and nuts or a bar of chocolate. Hiking sticks or Nordic walking sticks are not necessary, but those who use them can bring them on the walk. The scheduled walking tours take place in all but the very worst storm weather conditions. Light rain does not result in cancellation of walks. However, if you have booked a walk and the weather is forecast to be bad and you do not wish to take part, you may have a full refund if you cancel 24 hours in advance. Anyone needing further information can come to the town hall on weekdays. Thank you for calling, and we hope to see you on one of our walking tours in the near future.
That is the end of section 2. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.